Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's happening? What's happening?
Folks, we got to keep moving here. It is time for your morning dump part.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump part brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Yeah, pump it. Pump it. So yesterday was International Dinosaur Day. And the only reason I bring that up, not because of our love of dinosaurs here.
I like dinosaurs.
Even my chicken nuggets are shaped like dinosaurs. Yes.
Me too.
A new poll found that American adults still think that dinosaurs could be real. That's right. Close to half of Americans said they think it's possible dinosaurs still exist in some remote corners of the world. Folks.
Come on.
Look.
Come on. Don't you think you see it on the news?
Yeah.
Like, hey, breaking news. John got bitten half by a velociraptor this morning. Watch out. They still exist. Do you think you would see that, you know?
Who are these people? Are these the same people that think Bigfoot's out there roaming around, all right, doing stuff?
Those people are worse. I think they're worse. Because the dinosaurs actually existed.
That's true. That's a good point. There's probably so much. Bigfoot's real! Look, I understand that there are things that are very dinosaur-esque. Look at a crocodile. I mean, some birds even have a dinosaur. But if you are an adult, if you're a human adult that pays mortgage and has a driver's license, you think, oh, yes, there might be dinosaurs out there on some island we don't know. I want you to take a long walk off a short cliff. Please do the world a favor.
Dude, they're going to make it. The History Channel is going to make a whole series of this. People looking in the woods for dinosaurs now.
Actually, I would watch that because the pure unbridled frustration they'll get with.
Look at the size of this dropping.
It is amazing.
Must be from a dinosaur.
It pans over to the one guy and he's like, yeah, it was the dinosaur, not me.
Hey, you know, I could go out. I could do the call for him.
That's Chewy and some other thing. You need to work on it. That's the one thing you don't do well is the dinosaur noise.
That's a raptor from the first movie.
You're an idiot.
Come on, that's pretty close.
And it's not really. No, you got to go lower. It's more of a guttural.
I can't roll my R's.
Mine wasn't any better. Hey, long story short, dinos aren't real. For God's sakes, I feel like I shouldn't have to say that. But there we are. God.
You know, some of these people need to get slapped.
Yeah,
you know?
Right in the face.
Wake up. Come on.
Lastly, if you want to live to 120, it might be possible. Scientists in Israel have figured out how to extend the life expectancy of mice. They injected a protein that usually disappears as we age, but it made the mice live 23% longer and also slowed the rate of aging. So who knows?
The Incredible Hulk came to be?
His was gamma rays, wasn't it? That was all.
I don't know.
That make-believe character. Look, I don't think we're far from it, man. 3D printed organs, pills that we can take. I mean, it's got to happen. I mean, our life expectancy now is longer than it was even 50 years ago. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's got to happen,
here's the
right?
Thing. Unless you can really artificially print everything, because everything decays over time.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get a new liver, but everything around that liver is going to be dying.
Yeah, that's true. You got to do top to bottom thing. What I'm excited for is when we can take our brains and put them into new bodies. I think that's going to be.
That's a thing, dude.
Yeah.
That's real.
What we really should get for you, though, is some new hamstrings, okay? That's the big
thing. Shut up. You know what? Don't be jealous of these bird legs.
There's some injections you get to give Hunter some leg muscles.
Shut up. Hey, you know what? Maybe we get you some extra bones in your legs. You can get up. You can reach the cereal.
Make the short guy joke. All right, fine. Fine. Whatever. You know what?
You know what? These skinny, bony legs can fly, dude. Like Forrest Gump.
And you end up getting stuck in the ground. It's just almost aerating your lawn, for God's sakes. You bony-ass legs. Anyway, so all right, what do we got? We got dinos and we got 3D printed organs. I don't know, cripes. That is your morning dump part there. We'll be back.